சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்தியமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பரியந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குருப்யோ நம. ஸ்ரீ ஆச்சாரியா, மை பிரணாம் டு ஸ்ரீ ஆச்சாரியர், டிஸ்டிங்விஷ்ட் கெஸ்ட் ஆன் த டயஸ், அதர் டிஸ்டிங்விஷ்ட் கெஸ்ட் சீட்டட், லேடிஸ் அண்ட் ஜென்டில்மேன், டுடே ஐம் கோயிங் டு ஷேர் சம் தாட்ஸ் ஆன் நியூ பாசிபிலிட்டிஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்கில் டெவலப்மெண்ட் for the Pathshala students or any other Vedic scholar who is interested in this field. Before I go into saying what all the possibilities I see, because I had a personal experience of my personal journey which helped me to understand it more experientially, I would like to say few things about Vedas, because unless we understand the Vedas in its entirety, it's difficult to comprehend what all the possible alternates which offers itself. How Vedas are being perceived today? They are being perceived by the larger section of society that it is used for the ritualistic purpose. Predominantly it is being seen as relic, and there are lots of theories are there, but hardly anybody tries to understand that how that can be brought to the modern world and modern society by making it really a practically applicable in different walks of our society. So much knowledge is there. What we can understand and learn from Vedas, how it actually descended, and the answers are like this. Pratyakshena anumityava yastupayona budhyate tam vidanti vedena tasmad vedasya vedata. What you cannot comprehend through direct perception or inference, it's possible to get every such knowledge which is encrypted in Vedas. Everything is available in this subject. So basically it is not only easy to understand the Vedas teaches us the paravidya, which is very necessary for the paraloka, and Vedas also teaches the aparavidya, which is very much necessary for the ihaloka. It's very much possible to learn everything which is there in Vedic system. So how does this Vedas, we heard from the distinguished scholars earlier that it is part of the creation, and the Vedas were created right in the beginning. The Brahmasutra says in one of its sutras that Shabda iti chenna atah prabhavat. That means initially the entire creation came from the sound. The sounds are nothing but Vedic knowledge, Vedic sound. That alone and alone existed in the beginning. When we hear Sadeva Somya Idamagrasi Dekameva Dvitiyam, from there it created first this sound which is Vedas. From there all the srishtis came. அநாதி நிதனா வித்யா வாகு சிருஷ்டா ஸ்வயம்புவா ஆதவ் வேதமயி திவ்யா யத சர்வா பிரவிருத்தய. தட்ஸ் வாட் த ஸ்கிரிப்சர்ஸ் கோட். எவ்ரி அதர் கிரியேஷன் கேம் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் வேதாஸ். திஸ் வேதிக் சவுண்ட் டுடே த சயின்டிஸ்ட் சே, த பிசிசிஸ்ட் சே, இன் தேர் நியூ டிஸ்கவரி தே டாக் அபவுட் த காட் பார்ட்டிக்கல் விச் இஸ் த போசான் பார்ட்டிக்கல் விச் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் த வேதிக் கான்சியன்ஸ் விச் இஸ் பிரசன்ட் இன் த யூனிவர்ஸ். If we go deeper into researching, it is possible to tap into this Vedic conscience, which is nothing but this God particle which is present all over us and everywhere. And Vedic knowledge is very invisible in nature. What you learn, what you study, it's very difficult to decipher that easily, because it is extremely loaded. Even to understand the meaning of Vedas, even though it happens to be in the Sanskrit language, to decipher the meaning of Vedas, you need many other supporting scriptures. Otherwise, it's difficult to decipher the Vedas, Vedic meanings. An entire Shastra came into existence called Mimamsa Shastra, just to help you decipher the meaning of Vedas. And there is so much of knowledge existing in this Vedic system. What is the purpose of education? Usually, any normal education, when children undertake that education, it unfortunately ultimately lands up in the vocational development. how this education is going to help me to make a living out of this. That's mostly the beginning of any quest when anybody wants to start the education. But when it comes to Vedas, it says that the Vedic education need not be construed like that. That it says, Nishkamena Sharango Vedaha Adhyetavyaha. You don't have to need to have any basic aspiration. Without aspiration, you should do this, undertake this study. What exactly it means? That whether when I start the Vedic education, do I need to have an orientation, what kind of a vocation it is going to bring it to me? It's our mind is extremely tiny and it cannot comprehend beyond a point. But why it says Nishkamena Sharango Vedaha Adhyetavyaha? Because it opens the Pandora's of opportunities. You can choose, you don't have to say that this is the path I want to follow. If you undertake the commerce study, you can end up only becoming a chartered accountant. If you undertake pure science, you will become a medical student. If you undertake any other science, you will become an engineer. But whereas, if you undertake a Vedic studies, your opportunities are wide open. You can choose and decide which field you want to go. Because I am going to share with you what all the subjects are being propounded in Vedas. So, if this education, any education is basically a springboard. Today, if you see, there are these courses, once upon a time, this BCom, MCom, BSc, MSc, including engineering, used to carry a lot of weight some 20, 30 years back. Today, every year, the colleges are producing lakhs and lakhs of students in engineering, in other streams of field. But unfortunately, they don't have an employment opportunity. You take out the data, it shows that so many students after passing out their graduation, post-graduation in different fields don't have an opportunity. Why it is happening? Because it's not possible. Our country has not developed that much to create an employment opportunity thanks to the paralyzing economy and the government which is not able to make any decision. So what exactly basically this Vedic system contains? It has a lot of knowledge in the field of astrology, astronomy, mathematics, science, politics, finance, medicine. You'll be surprised to know an entire Veda is being dedicated for medicine, and which is Atharva Veda. From there actually is the birth of Ayurveda. Iha khalu Ayurvedo nama yadupangam Atharva Vedasya. From Ayurveda, Atharva Veda, the Ayurveda descended. And it's certainly possible for us to go deep to see what all the different kinds of apara vidyas actually is available in our system. We can do a lot of scientific parallel analysis in terms of, we speak about in the science the Big Bang theory, from where the creation started. There is a beautiful incident, a story narrated in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which talks about how Brahman made a big noise. Sabhana Karot. It made a huge noise. Post that, the entire creation took place. It is nothing but equivalent to the Big Bang theory. From there, they were able to say that all the other creations started. And in the Vedic system, if you see, we can pick up any subject where the knowledge is available. So initially, whoever studies the Vedas, they have to go deeper in whatever they like to go and do further specialization. I was invited to speak at Harvard in 2004. I was addressing their annual conference where many doctors were present. So I was discussing with one doctor. I was talking about some portion of cardiac system with him. So he said that he was a cardiac professor. So he told me that I don't have the specialty to talk about this subject. So I told him, you are an MD in cardiology. But he said that now I have become a super specialist in rhythm analysis alone. So I have been practicing only on that subject. Similarly, in Vedic systems, even though the basic qualification one finishes, whether it is just completing the Samhita, Brahmanas, or taking various Angas and Shastras, it is possible to get into a super specialization in those chosen subjects. If we talk about psychology, Vedas contain so much psychological knowledge. It talks about how a mind functions, how it is possible by looking at a human being, you can decipher what actually runs behind their mind. It is possible to predict their thoughts. It says, Akarai ringitair gatya cheshtaya bhashanaina cha netra vaktra vikarabhyam nyayate antargatam manaha. By just looking at the way they talk, a person walks, makes the gestures, moves their lips, it is possible to predict virtually how the architecture of the mind functions. There is so much of knowledge embedded in Vedas about every subject, whatever we pick up, science, medicine, our management, there's so much of information is available. My encounter with Vedic learning took place when my father inducted me into Vedic studies at the age of 4. I asked him when I was 5 as to why do you want me to study Vedas. He told me this is the only knowledge which can help you in Ihaloka and Paraloka as well. There's no other knowledge can help you in both the worlds, because this is the only knowledge which contains so much of information. It's up to you how you can use this information in application in different walks of your life. It's not necessary that you have to necessarily continue it in the traditional sense. So there is so much knowledge available in this field. People can look at the following vocation. There are some mainstream opportunities people, the students can take up, the Vedic students can take up, and there are some alternate streams which are possible to be taken up. To be in some alternate stream, our education system demands today, unfortunately, that you need to have a certification. You need to have a graduate certification. There are very few students who have the possibility to go and enroll themselves through an open university system, go to the schools and colleges, or go to a Sanskrit college to finish their undergrad and postgrad. But it is not possible for everybody to follow the truth, or who have missed the truth, they need not feel that unless there is a certification, it's not possible for us to flourish in alternate vocation. So I could think of the possible traditional vocation which can help the Vedic students and scholars. The traditional one is, the first one is the Paurohityam, performing rituals. The second is teaching. They can, if they develop themselves and they think there is a teacher element in them, it's possible for them to take up either a Vedic teaching, Shastric teaching, or any other alternate teaching. They can teach, if they can teach Vedas, they can teach any subjects in the world. The next is Upanyasam. It's possible for them to become preachers. There is so much of dirt of good preachers who can communicate the good value system, good knowledge, and there's a huge demand. People want to hear good things. Astrology is another such field, which is known as one of the angas of the shadangas. If people want to take an astrology as an alternate career, that's very, very good opportunity. Of course, they need to do a lot of extra studies. There's a huge demand for astrologers, because people want to follow what is there in their faith. They want to go and study their horoscope. As earlier said, manuscript translations, there are different opportunities are available. Some of these things you don't need any certification to go through. You can undertake this directly after taking the Pathshala education. Some of the alternate areas, people can get into research. It's very much possible for people to undertake different kinds of research of their choice, and they can go and enroll themselves as part of various universities. Yoga, if you learn yogic learning, yogic teaching in theory and in practice, there's a huge demand for yoga teachers, good yoga teachers. And the Vedic students can be introduced into yogic learning right at a young age. It offers a great opportunity and career. Ayurveda is another such field. If people are interested in the field of health, they can undertake Ayurveda post their Vedic education, if they can pass out the basic science post 12, they can directly enter into an Ayurvedic college. Today there are many Ayurvedic colleges where it's possible for them to learn the basics, and if you have studied Vedas, Ayurveda will come to you like that. It's extremely simple and it's a great opportunity and vocation. Undertaking a lot of other healing opportunities, if people have interest, there are different alternate medicine which are being available, which talks about the body, mind, soul healing. There's a lot of suffering and it offers a great opportunity. Another field is psychology, Vedic psychology. If there's so much knowledge about psychology is available in Vedas. If you study the Vedas and different other shastras which talks about mind, then one can also parallelly do some course on psychology, even though it is very, very inferior, but it can teach you some technology and tools and some structure through which you can apply the basic knowledge of Vedas, Vedic psychology, to help the humanity in a great way. One can become a counselor, one can become a psychologist, and there are other small short-term courses are available on counseling. Just an 8-week course where you can become a counselor. Of course, you have to have some basic knowledge on psychology. Writing is another one such area. If you have a flair for language, if you can learn Sanskrit, you can virtually learn any other language. When I came to Chennai 20 years back, I knew only a couple of languages, which is Sanskrit, Tamil and Hindi, because all my education I did in Sanskrit and Hindi and Tamil. And I figured out, to exist in the corporate world and to function, I need to necessarily learn English. Later, at the age of 25, I learnt English by just picking up from people. So it's possible to learn any other language, because people think that if you don't speak English, it is inferior. It's actually not inferior. It's one more language. But we can pick up any language and develop a flair for writing, and that offers a great career and vocation opportunity. Doing any business, if one studied Vedas, it's not necessary. If they don't feel comfortable, they have to go into Paurohityam, they can start any business. They have so much of knowledge and mental capacity. If within a small brain, thousands and thousands of pages of Vedic mantras are sitting inside the head. Can you imagine the repository and the power it has? You know, in the olden traditional system, there never used to be any book while teaching Vedas. It was oral tradition, it was explained earlier. No, and today, of course, there are some parshalas are using book. In the old system, when there was no book used to be there, it was a great advantage for the students. There is no backup mechanism, so mind used to be more alert and it used to absorb more and more. Today, in your soul system, that for everything, that book is available. There's a backup is available. There are notes are available. In the old teaching system, even today in the traditional parshala teaching system, there are no such notes taking mechanism still available. So their mind is more fertile and much more alert. They can undertake virtually any area what they choose and they want to. Ultimately, there is only one focus which needs to be given for every student. Yaddhi shraddhaya vidyaya chakriyate taddhi viryavattaram bhavati. Whatever you take, finish it, go deeper and deeper into it. Do not try to jump off after studying only a portion, thinking that I have done enough. It's not sufficient. If you go and do a deeper search, undertake, become a super specialist, it will always build your opportunities plenty in this world. Satsamhita, which is doing such a wonderful job, spoke about the 7 pillars. They should ultimately become an open university which will give an opportunity to such students, not only in the field of education, but link them to various profession and vocation by tying up with the modern society. Thank you.